I was born in the shadow of a small and miserable city. I was raised Hispanic and proud, taught never to accept pity. Grew up at a disadvantage, life is a struggle when you're poor. But I've always thirsted for knowledge, I've always yearned for more. I learned to read and write well before my peers. Little did I know how often that would lead me to tears. An outcast, a weirdo, teacher's pet. I am still haunted by those harsh words that I'll never forget. Kids are cruel, it's true, but they're so much more vicious in the hood. That's what happens when you grow up surrounded by no good. I witnessed violence and crimes day in and day out. Went to bed every night wondering what the sirens were about. I was only a child briefly, a bastard quickly forced to mature. I had to be the example and the caretaker as the oldest child of four. My father was never around. He had another family he preferred. My loving mother meant well, but her beliefs were too absurd. My stepfather was a nightmare, truly sick in the head. I still remember the weird emotions that I felt when I heard he was dead. I was plagued by abuse, a victim of neglect. I was forced to adapt and hide my intellect. Anchored by anxiety, bound in battle with depression, I turned to rhymes and writing as a method of expression. Hip-hop was one of my great escapes, despite being taboo. Always wanted to rap and perform, but I never saw it through. They said I wouldn't make it, that I'll end up a statistic. Even my own mother told me my dreams weren't realistic. So I slacked off for a while. Admittedly, I lost my way. I got too caught up in thinking, what would people say? Dabbled in living lawlessly. I considered joining a gang. I had the connections to do it, and I knew all of the slang. I was going from job to job, growing more restless with each one. I faced a tough decision, grab a pen or grab a gun. That's what society expected, but I refused to surrender. It was time to work my mind and show the world I was a contender. Went back to school and got straight A's right off the bat. I found myself and my purpose despite my hellish habitat. I became committed to my studies and started writing again. I learned about brotherhood and joined a good group of men. Now that I'm older and wiser, I know what I must do. Fuck statistics, they don't mean shit, numbers don't make it true. I will fulfill my goals, I have ambitions to achieve. Where I'm from doesn't matter, this I now believe.